This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Ryan Hart is on top of the hill. He is peering in for a sign from Carson Weiser. He has it, and this 2A regional quarterfinal is underway with a fastball that rides high for ball one. So in left field, you have Colton Costello, Liam Thiemann in center, Connor Strutner out in right field. Has the 1-0 pitch from Hart, headed home. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. There actually took a little off that. It's one ball, one strike to the leadoff man, Hires. Aiden DeBerzy at third, Henry Kufa the shortstop, Jake Schwartz over at second, Zach Reels is the first baseman with Weiser and Hart, your catcher-pitcher combination here today. The 1-1 delivery goes to the backstop, two balls and a strike. Carl, the wind coming 15 miles an hour is blowing out towards right center field on this 80-degree day with sunshine.
And another boost for left-handed batters. It's 340 to the power alley, 310 down the line.
That ball is chopped slowly down the third base line to Berzy. Charges, throws on the run, and did they get him? No.
Beat it.
Good hustle from Bryce Hires. A infield base hit as he was burning it down the line to Berzy. Did all he could do at third, and Reels did all he could do to snag it over there at first. Carlinville, the all-white look. I'm sure the team others love that. Carl, white pants, white jerseys, Cavaliers in blue lettering across the front with the red numerals. They've got the blue caps with the red C. Kind of looks like the Cubby hat. For Litchfield, purple jerseys today. Panthers in white lettering across the front. They've got the white pants. Squaring and bunting is Gasperson. It's in the air, but foul. As Weiser headed towards fair territory first, then had to put on the air brakes and reverse course back behind the dish.
I had a regional game here last year, Tim, and it turned into the home run derby.
Is that against Staunton?
I believe it was. Lots of homers.
Could be a similar scenario here today as Gasperson does hit from the left side, 222 batter on the regular year. He's squaring again, bunts again. It's a good one. DeBerge, the third baseman in front of the plate, gets the out at first. No one's covering third. Hires on his horse, and he'll make it. The ball gets away, and Bryce Hires is going to score. Oh, my goodness. The sacrifice bunt gets Bryce Hires all the way from first to home, Carl. He hustled to get the infield hit, and he never broke stride around second.
Never broke stride, Tim, and a big error by just throwing that ball. You just want to hold on to it because how are you going to catch it on the did run and tag someone on the did run?
That's about as effective as a sacrifice bunt can be right there with a runner at first. Litchfield out to an early 1-0 lead, an infield base hit, and then a sacrifice bunt that allows Hires to take second, third, and home. 1-0 Purple Panthers. That brings in Jacob Budd. He swings through the first offering he sees. Bud hit 353 on the year, a home run, six doubles, 13 RBI for the junior. He bats with the bases clear. One away, and a one-run lead. Swing and a miss there. He's quickly in the hole. No balls, two strikes. And that bunt got down, Carl. Jacob Bud never thought he'd be batting with the bases clear and a run on the board.
No, thought he'd have that RBI opportunity, but boy, one big mistake already. Causes a run.
Time called the plate by Bud. We always talk about it in baseball, but especially in postseason baseball when it's one and done. Little things become big things in a hurry. There's a breaking ball. Froze him. Punched him out with a nasty hook right there. Bud's down on strikes. Two out in the inning. And that'll bring in Carson Sadahoff.
Ryan Hart pitched 44 innings on the year. Gave up 43 hits and struck out 53. So over a strikeout per inning pitcher.
Has the high sock look on top of the mound, winds and fires, fouled straight back over the screen into one of the many unplanted fields in the area. But that's quickly changing, Carl.
Definitely on the way over here. Seen a lot of farmers planting, tilling, you name it.
Well, I guarantee
working
you
the field.
The tractor listenership is high today.
Yeah.
The one strike pitch, swung on and missed, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked nicely by Weiser and Sadahoff quickly in the hole, no balls, two strikes. Top of the first inning. Class 2A regional quarterfinal here at Carlinville. Litchfield out in front, 1-0. Hart's 0-2, another breaking ball. That one stayed inside, 1-2. So we've seen a good breaking ball here from Hart in the first half inning. Ball hasn't left the infield, but Litchfield has a 1-0 lead. There's a fastball painted outside corner. Sadahoff late with the swing. Two strikeouts in the inning, but a sacrifice bunt leads to a run as Bryce Hires never broke stride around second. Litchfield got to third. Carlinville threw it away there. Hires came around to score a half inning in the books. Litchfield leads Carlinville 1-0. So Litchfield gets a run in the top of the first inning without a base hit, an infield, or I should say they got one hit. It was an infield base hit.
It was almost as good as the bunt.
It was, and a sacrifice bunt by Gasperson. Right in front of the plate, the third baseman Taberzi fielded, got the out at first. No one covered third. Hyers never broke stride. They threw it away at third to the Cavaliers, and Bryce Hyers around to score to make it 1-0. Litchfield. Now Hyers, he's on to the hill himself. So he helped out himself in
helped
the top
out
of the first.
Himself. Hyers on the year, 22 2/3 innings pitch. He started in 6 games. He's given up 17 hits, a 1-3 record, 43 Ks, so a very high strikeout ratio, 14 walks, and he's hit one batter. ERA, though, Tim. Very good, but that tells you maybe that Litchfield's made some errors. 1.93.
Ooh, that's an impressive ERA.
Very impressive.
Liam Thiemann, the Carlinville leadoff batter, the junior center fielder. Aiden Taberzi, the senior, will hit second. Junior Henry Kufa batting third. Senior Carson Weiser, the cleanup man today for the Cavs. Ryan Hart, the junior, will bat fifth. Dane Boatman, the junior, is batting sixth. Junior Connor Strutner will hit seventh. Zach Reels, the junior, will hit eighth. And Colton Costello will be hitting ninth. For the Cavs, as the first pitch from Hyers is a called strike or to Thiemann, and that's low, 1-1, one strike on the Cavs leadoff man, Liam Thiemann, hitting .467 on the year. That ball chopped at the plate and foul, is it? Yes.
Yeah, it almost was heading fair. So the third baseman, Schwab, had to get it before it did go fair. He would have been safe by a mile.
So 1-2 strikes, as team will have to get himself back to the batter's box.
It is unique that it's a line on a grass field in between third and where the batting box is. So the ball won't roll like it usually does on a bunt, where it hits that dirt and kind of goes foul.
Good-looking grass infield here at Carlinville, outside 2-2. This field at Carlinville High School, not out at Loveless Park. It's been several years since the baseball team moved back here to the high school. Softball team still plays out at Loveless predominantly. Inside, and the count has run full, 3-2. Thiemann standing in tall from the right side. Hyers working from the stretch. Strike three called, frozen with the fastball.
First strikeout for Bryce Hyers. And Tim, when you're a strikeout pitcher, right there, he gets one out, but he's already thrown 6 pitches in this game.
That'll bring in Aiden Taberzi, hitting from the left side. Takes a fastball for a called strike. And when Bryce Hyers is on, Carl, you can put him up against any pitcher in the South Central Conference.
He probably could. He's got the good stuff. Location, of course, is always key for any pitcher.
Taberzi, those high hands on the left side, takes that fastball upstairs. 1-1. Aiden at .377 on the year, drove in 17. Just a phenomenal athlete is Aiden Taberzi. Inside, 2-1. Of course, he was the quarterback for the football team. And you're not going to see anybody play harder on the basketball floor than Mr. Taberzi did. Put up a nice senior season on the baseball diamond. Swing and a miss there. Fastball outer half. Swung through it. 2-2. Henry Kufa waiting on deck, the junior. As Aiden readjusts the batting gloves. Back in he goes. Now back foot on the back chalk line of that left-handed box. In the dirt. Scooped out of there nicely by Sadahoff. And the second full count is in as many batters for Bryce Hyers. He struck out Thiemann. What will he do with the 3-2 offering to Aiden Taberzi? Popped left side. Is there a play for Hartzell on the move? Drew settles under it and gloves it for out number 2.
Now, the wind's not going to help it going that way. It'll actually hold it up a little bit.
You know, Carl, not all wind is created equal, right? That wind we had in North Mac last week, that was like ball affecting in the air. The wind here today, not so much affecting fly balls. It might push a fly ball in terms of over the fence, but in terms of really messing with the outfielders, I don't think we're going to see the same scenario. Says the guy who doesn't have to catch a fly ball in the wind today.
True. But it's pretty mild compared to that. It was about pushing 25, 30
miles an hour harder, yes. That ball fouled straight back by Henry Kufa. Of course, in the fall, Henry had the the rare sports combo of golfer and football player. Slightly open stance from the right side. That offering stays high. Has Kufa ducking out of the way. One ball, one strike. Bryce Hires trying to work a 1-2-3 bottom of the first after they got a run in the top half of the inning. That ball hit hard over the head of the shortstop, but into left center field. That will split the gap and roll to the fence. Kufa around second. He is going to stop there. And a two-out double for Henry Kufa. That ball was laced.
You don't have to say any more than the fact that it went over the shortstop's head and made it to the wall. And he jumped and had not a legitimate shot, but he was only, a half foot away from catching that ball. And that ball was scorched.
340 out there in that left center field gap, and that's about where Hartzell picked that ball up, right below the 340 sign. 360 to dead center, 310 down both the left field and right field lines. So that brings in Carson Weiser, the senior catcher for the Cavs. A chance to get Carlinville on the board here and even up this ball game. Weiser hit 314 on the year, 6 doubles, 12 RBI. He's got a runner in scoring position now. The shortstop, Bud, keeping the runner Kufa close out there at second. There's a fastball in for a called strike one. So a two-out double from Kufa has him in scoring position for Carson Weiser. This regional quarterfinal game. The one-strike pitch, chopped right side slowly. The first baseman, Bishop, was on the bag, came off the bag, fielded the ground ball, stepped back on the bag, and the side is retired. So one hit, one left. We've completed one inning here in the regional quarterfinal. Litchfield leads Carlinville 1-0. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar, back here at Carlinville High School. Beautiful day for regional baseball here. 80 degrees, a 15-mile-an-hour wind as we go to the top of the second inning. Litchfield leading 1-0. We'll have regional softball play for you tomorrow as Gillespie will be in action at the Salem Regional. Carl will be making the trek with Sean Belenton. They'll get the winner of the Flora-Lawrenceville game, which is played today, and then Gillespie takes on the winner of that contest tomorrow. Live coverage about 4:20 here on FM 106.1 online at WSMIRadio.com. Then on Wednesday, the winner of this game will be taking on the Miners in Gillespie. We'll have that broadcast, if the weather allows, on Wednesday here on FM 106.1. And a programming note today, the Cardinals game in New York already has been canceled, rained out, so they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. Pre-game coverage underway tomorrow, 1:15, AM 1540, 106.9, and 92.9 FM for the doubleheader tomorrow from New York City. First pitch to Brock Bishop, fouled back to the screen. And that's how the top of the second gets underway. Well, that's a frustrating first inning if you're Ryan Hart.
No doubt about it.
Popped up, right side, who wants it? Is anybody going to get there? The right fielder racing in and makes the play. That's Connor Struttner. The first baseman and the second baseman were not going to get there, and Struttner, in a full sprint, able to haul it in for the first out.
And the wind might have aided that to being an out, as it probably would have dropped before it got to the outfielder.
So an infield base hit and a sacrifice bunt and an air led to a Litchfield run.
And nobody covering third, so the runner who had an easy play to second just got to keep on running.
Tug Schwab swings through that fastball.
And if you don't make the throw, well, he's on third, and I don't believe he would have scored.
Not the way the inning played out after that. There's a little hole in the screen, Carl. That ball fouled back, went through the screen into the field. It's like a ski ball.
Just so there's none here.
Yeah, right in front of our broadcast position, no. That ball fouled back again. We're going to run out of baseballs here as Tug Schwab has fouled three back. Better get a freshman on that.
Or two.
Schwab in the hole. No balls, two strikes. The offering from Hart, breaking ball. They're called breakable. Strike three. Nasty there from Ryan Hart.
Now Ryan might not throw as hard, but he does have some good movement on his breaking ball.
Well, he's been locating the fastball as well.
Yes. Got a good enough one of those, too. And mixes it up.
Here's Drew Hartzell. He bats with the bases clear and two outs. This has been a quick inning thus far for Hart. Breaking ball swung on a missed by Hartzell.
Yeah, you got to remember, the ball never left the infield.
Still
never
barely.
Barely past the pitchers.
Swing and a miss. High fastball there. Nothing in two. Yeah, the only ball out of the infield so far for Litchfield. A short pop fly in the right field that barely made the outfield grass.
Right.
The 0-2. Breaking ball. Did Hartzell check it? He did. They'll appeal. He did not go.
Okay.
One ball, two strikes. I always feel like the check swing in baseball is like the block charge in basketball. Whatever way they go,
yeah.
I always thought the opposite.
Well, true. Almost, yeah, like it shouldn't exist almost sometimes.
The 1-2, fastball right down central, throws Hartzell. Two strikeouts in the inning, a quick 1-2-3 frame for Ryan Hart and the Cavvies. We've completed an inning and a half here in this regional quarterfinal. Litchfield leads Carthenville 1-0. Tim Eyes called the bar back here at Carthenville. Litchfield leading the Cavvies 1-0 as we go bottom two. This is a Gillespie regional quarterfinal game, and Carl New Berlin, the outlier here, the only non-South Central school in the Gillespie Regional, as Southwestern will play the Pretzels in a semifinal game on Thursday. The host Miners get the winner of this game coming up in a semifinal on Wednesday. That's a broadcast we'll have for you live here on WQSMI FM 106.1. Hillsborough got sent down to Breeze. They're in the Breeze Central Regional playing Modern Day today. Vandalia has the regional, but Greenville has the better seed, so Vandalia's at Greenville today in that quarterfinal, and Staunton is at Roxana in the Alton Marquette regional quarterfinal today. As Bryce Hires back to work for Litchfield, pumps in a fastball just a little bit high for ball one. It's Ryan Hart, Dane Boatman, Connor Strutner, if anybody can reach the eighth place hitter Zach Reels for the Cavvies here in the home half of the second inning. That ball fouled straight back. But that field sees a lot of action, Carl. Good thing it's not planted. Be a lot harder to find them.
Especially, yeah. Well,
if the stuff is actually up.
It could be a foot high or 2 foot high. It's not that.
Supposed to be this time of year, but it's not right now. That's upstairs, two balls and a strike to the junior Ryan Hart. 353 batter on the year, drove in 17. Oh, an open stance in that right-handed box. Fastball straightens him up on the inside, 3-1. Three balls, one strike here as Hires wants to avoid that leadoff walk. He does not. Over but low. And the Cavvies have their leadoff man aboard here in the second inning. Hartzell always works from the stretch, whether there's anybody on base or not. Good way to simplify your mechanics.
It is. And we see some pitchers that have trouble once they have to go to that.
Especially if you retire a lot of guys in a row.
And then, yeah, go from the stretch to that.
That ball fouled at the plate by Boatman. Bishop, the first baseman, holding over there at the bag. Second baseman, Bauer, playing close to that second base bag, so a little bit of hitting room on the right side of the infield. Third baseman, Schwab, step behind the third base bag, outfield straight away. Litchfield would love the double play ball. There's a called strike. Quickly, nothing and two on Dane Boatman. Boatman's got all sorts of batting gloves. He's got batting gloves on his hands right now, and he's got another pair of batting gloves in his back pocket. There's a check on the runner over at first. Back in safely as Hart. Must be like Willie Mays Hayes. He's got his running gloves.
Running gloves, batting gloves. Sitting on the bench gloves.
That's right. That ball fouled left side. Boatman was a little bit out in front of that, but he spoiled it. Dane's in the hole. No balls, two strikes. So he's in battle mode here. Trying to find a way to get Ryan Hart moving off first base after that leadoff walk. Hires has his sign, brings it. Fastball just missed. One ball, two strike. Man, he's got some good pop on that heater.
Mm-hmm. But, boy, is he throwing a lot of pitches and got nobody out in this inning already.
A leadoff walk has Hart over at first. Another check on him. Ball scoots away from Bishop. Hart thought about going, but now he's back to the bag. Good decision.
Let's go, boys.
The throw back into Hires was short, and Bryce had to kind of backpedal off the mound and catch that on a hop. So it was 0-2. It's now 2-2. Fastball upstairs. Boatman able to check his swing. The count's run full. 1-0 Litchfield. They got a run on the top of the first inning without a ball leaving the infield. Will Hart be running? Full count. He is not. Fouled out of play right side. don't know how many baseballs they started with, Carl, but they're putting it to the limit.
A couple here on the field.
And they're slowly getting tossed back into play. The catcher, Sadhoff, has two new baseballs to go to our umpire right now.
Watch out. I didn't think he was looking.
So Dane Boatman in battle mode here. He was down 0-2 quickly. That ball chopped foul again. So a nice AB here from Boatman. He's just spoiling pitches. John Miller and Alan Pierce are umpires here today. We're very grateful for them.
13 pitches already in this inning and still no one out.
That's the big one. Strike three called. He froze Boatman there. He couldn't pull the trigger. And a good at bat for Dane Boatman ends in the backwards K.
Well, the Cavies are putting that pitch count up. Bryce already pitched 32 pitches in this ballgame.
Connor Strutner now, the junior right fielder, hitting 267 on the year, stands in from the right side. Hires first pitch, hits slowly right side. The second baseman, Bauer, his plays the first out there. Up to second goes Hart. He's there now with two outs after the leadoff walk.
That's efficient pitching there.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt Bryce Hires' feeling if Carnville's aggressive and swinging early.
And grounding right to his infielders.
Useful. Now to bring in Zach Reels, the junior first baseman, hitting 302 on the regular year. Tie and run out there at second. This would be a little momentum boon for Litchfield if they could get out of the leadoff walk scenario. That ball is looped right field. That's trouble. It drops in front of the right fielder, Gasperson. Hart around third. He will score. So first ball swinging Reels, fists it into right field, gets the RBI as Hart comes around to score on that leadoff walk. We are tied at one.
Hit it down that line. No way for the right fielder to get to it.
It doesn't really matter how hard you hit it. A lot of times it matters where you hit it.
Absolutely. Long run, and then with the ball tailing away from the right fielder, Gasperson, it also made it easy to score.
So big two-out RBI from Zach Reels. Now Costello, the ninth-place hitter, squares, pulls back, takes ball one. Don Borgini flashing the signs down there at third base. The 1-0, Costello squares again, pulls, and takes ball two. Connor White, the head coach for Litchfield, giving some direction to his infield before this 2-0 offering. Squaring, pulling back, and 3-0. And you wonder if Costello squaring around pre-pitch is just throwing Hires off a little bit, Carl.
No doubt. We mentioned the beginning. Hires has 14 walks in 22 innings, so that's pretty high for just that many innings.
3-0, squares, and has to spin out of the way of that. A four-pitch walk to the nine-hole hitter, Colton Costello. So two walks in the inning, and that turns the lineup over to the leadoff man, Liam Thiemann. He struck out looking to start the ball game for Carlton DeVille, but he bats now with two on, two out. Tied at one, bottom two.
Remember, leadoff walk started this inning, and boy, you add another one in the same inning. You can be looking for trouble.
There's a fastball right in there for a called strike one. There is two outs. That's how you look at it if you're Litchfield right here. A lot of ball game left, but you need to retire Thiemann. That just missed over but low, one ball, one strike. That's a good pitch there from Bryce Hires, whether you get the call or not. Peers in for a sign. Has the one he wants, comes to the high set. Fastball painted, called strike two, right at the knees. Nothing Thiemann could do with that. One ball, two strikes. Hires a strike away from getting out of this little jam. Stays upstairs, 2-2. A leadoff walk to Hart. Boatman struck out. Strutner grounded out to second. Zach Reels blooped a base hit into right field to score a run. And then a walk to Costello as swinging and fouling is Thiemann. More baseballs back to our home plate umpire. He's stocked up now, Carl.
It's been a few not hits out of play lately. That helps.
Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out, tied at one, bottom two, inside. Three balls, two strikes, third base is open. Aiden DeBerzy waiting on deck, but Hires does not want to see Aiden DeBerzy at the plate this inning. Big pitch early in the ball game. The 3-2, headed home. That is hit into right center field and down in front of Gasperson. Now past Gasperson to the fence. Two runs are going to score as Thiemann is chugging around second. He is going to stroll into third, standing up. That'll be a two-run base hit for Liam Thiemann. We think, Carl, a single in the air?
I think the single in the air, even if you get a bad hop, boy, you still got to get in front of the ball so it doesn't get past you and go to the wall almost.
And you wonder, Carl,
would have scored for sure, I believe.
If it just the spin, and as soon as it hit that grass, it might have reacted differently than Gasperson was anticipating. DeBerzy fouls out at the plate. So a big base hit for Liam Thiemann, scores two. Good things happen when you put the ball in play, Carl. And they blooped one down the right field line to score the first run. And a good, solid base hit from Thiemann there that got past the right fielder Gasperson to the fence. DeBerzy looking to extend, swing and a miss there. That looked like a little changeup. Had eight and out in front, nothing and two. Carnville's gotten three in the inning. Outside, one and two on Aiden DeBerzy.
Need a 31st pitch of this inning. You wonder, sometimes that you're out of gas just in an inning.
That ball fisted left side and foul. Well, that's exactly right. This has been a high-stress inning.
Mm-hmm. 18 pitches in the first inning he got through, and now he's going to at least have to throw 32 here, which is going to put him at 50 already in the ballgame.
Bottom two, 3-1, Carlinville with the lead. One ball, two strikes on Aiden DeBerzy. Liam Thiemann, the runner over at third. That ball hit on the ground. Nice backhand stab by the first baseman. Bishop to the bag, unassisted, and the side is retired. But not before Carlinville scores three times in the inning. An RBI base hit from Zach Reels, a two-run scoring base hit from Liam Thiemann. We've committed two innings here in the ballgame, and Carlinville leads Litchfield 3-1. Carlinville leading 3-1 here in this regional quarterfinals. We go top three, and Ryan Hart will work with the lead for the first time today. First pitch swung on and missed by Ryan Bauer. It's Bauer, then the 9-hole hitter Tate DeBrinick, then back to the top, and the leadoff man Bryce Hires. The one-strike pitch fisted at the plate, nothing and two on Ryan Bauer. That was a good answer for the Cavvies as they had two outs in the inning and had not scored yet after a leadoff walk, but then big hits from Zach Reels and Liam Thiemann. The 0-2, breaking ball, that he went. A three-pitch strikeout for Ryan Hart, and that's how the top of the third gets underway. We've seen a good breaking ball from Hart here today. That'll bring in DeBrinick. He'll bat with the bases clear. Tall right-handed batter. Leaves that fastball upstairs for ball one.
Yeah, Ryan threw 22 pitches through two innings, and Bryce Hires, 50. Big difference.
That fastball in for a called strike one.
And looking pretty efficient so far in this inning, too.
Litchfield scored in the first without a ball leaving the infield. There's a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes.
Ryan already 5 Ks in this game.
He's had the good stuff from the get-go. Has the one he wants, winds, fires, fastball, just missed, two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball, good job by DeBrinick to lay off that. Three balls, two strikes, nice job by Tate to work this count full.
Carson Weiser also got a little practice in blocking the ball.
The 3-2. Strike three called. Fastball inside corner. And DeBrinick is out. Back-to-back Ks to start the third. And actually four strikeouts in a row.
Six total. Wow.
Six of the last seven batters he's fanned.
And he's also been efficient while doing so. Not running up those counts to 3-2 very often.
Here's Bryce Hires, the Litchfield leadoff man. That breaking ball in the dirt blocked nicely by Weiser. Hires had basically a swinging bunt in the first inning to lead off the game, reached first. And then Drake Gasperson laid down a beautiful sacrifice bunt. Hires never broke stride around second as no one was covering third. Cavies threw it away, and Hires came around to score as he takes a breaking ball in for a called strike one. Might have just made Ryan Hart angry. The one strike pitch fouled at the plate. So quickly, two strikes on Bryce Hires. Hart looking for a crisp top of the third inning here. Can he strike out the side on limited pitches? The 1-2. Breaking ball, an emergency defensive swing there from Hires. That was chasing him.
Yep.
If he hadn't swung, that ball might have hit him in the knee. He was backing away from the plate, just trying to get any type of the bat on that ball to spoil that pitch. Another 1-2. Just missed, got past Weiser. Two balls, two strikes. Nice field here at Carlinville. Grass infield. Looks in good shape. Breaking ball. Oh boy, just missed. Hart thought he had it. Three balls, two strikes. I think Weiser thought he had it.
Infield and outfield thought he had it.
They were headed towards the dugout, weren't they? Three balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And Ryan Hart strikes out the side. That's five strikeouts in a row as we go bottom three here. You're listening to the Gillespie Regional Quarterfinal here, Class 2A from Carlinville. The Cavaliers leading Litchfield 3-1 as we go bottom three, along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize here, Jennifer Grant back in our WSMI studios. We'll have regional softball on the radio tomorrow from Salem as Gillespie will be in action, playing either Flora or Lawrenceville. That game going on as we speak. We'll have live coverage tomorrow, 4:20, here on FM 106.1. Then on Wednesday, if it's not raining, the winner of this game will be in Gillespie to take on the Miners. We'll have that game live at about 4:20 here on FM 106.1. No Cardinal baseball tonight. They've been rained out in New York City. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, 1:15, with the pregame for game one tomorrow on AM 1540, 106.9 and 92.9 FM. And Carl, I mentioned this morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports that there might be some fireworks in that series. If you remember what happened
Absolutely. In
the last game they played, Stubby Clapp tackled Pete Alonso. There's a fastball in for a called strike, and that's how the bottom of the third gets underway. Henry Kufa, Carson Weiser, and Ryan Hart. Never a good look, I don't care what the scenario is, when you got a coach tackling one of the best players in the league. Not good. Hires offering stays upstairs. One ball, one strike on Kufa. Henry doubled back in the first inning. He was stranded at second. He bats leading off the third inning here for Carlinville. That fastball hit on the ground to short. Backhanded by Bud, but he's got no play. Boy, he did a heck of a job just to get that baseball there, but he had no shot to throw out the speedy Kufa.
Yeah, the Mets series, I think a Met pitcher was complaining about the balls being so slick, so we'll just put it up to a bad batch of balls. That was the problem.
I think the Mets have been faced with all sorts of bad batches of balls. They've been getting hit all over the place all season long. And some years are just like that. Certain teams seem to have a magnet attached to them.
Yep.
And it might be the Mets' turn this year. But they're good.
Mets have a good ball club.
Here's Carson Weiser. He bounced out to first base at end of the first inning. He takes ball one low.
Cardinals could be a good ball team if they all hit at the same time.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's like everyone's got two guys hitting, and it seems like the rest are taking the week off, and then two other guys hit, and those guys take off the week. Haven't put it together yet.
In the dirt, blocked nicely there by Sadahoff. Two balls, no strikes. Boy, that's always, no matter if it's high school baseball or Major League Baseball, if you can get everybody hitting at once.
And hitting. Seems like they've had some good pitching and really not got rewarded for it.
A 2-0 count here on Weiser, so he can sit on something. He was, and he fouls it out of play, 2-1. Well, when you foul those 2-0 fastballs away, Carl, you kind of go back kicking yourself a little bit. Might have been his pitch. Especially when you're facing a guy like Hires, you know he's not going to give you too many fat ones over the middle. Two balls, one strike. Inside, 3-1. Kufa singled to start the inning. An infield hit only because of the range of Jacob Butt. There was no throw on the play. A 3-1 count here. And a walk. So a base hit and a walk to start the bottom of the third inning here. And Carlinville has something cooking. 2-1, nobody out. And Ryan Hart strolling to the plate. He walked and scored a run back in that 3-run second.
Yeah, two walks in that inning where the run scored. That was one was a leadoff walk. Now you put another walk after a hit. And that seems to cause a little problem sometimes.
That wide open stance for Ryan Hart in the right-handed box. Hires offering is foul. Nope, chopped right in front of the plate. The plays the third. Out. Oh, what a break for Litchfield. A swinging bunt that got about a foot out in front of the plate. Zadahoff pounced and fired a strike to Swab at third for the out. That is a big first out.
Big play by Zadahoff to get there. Nowhere to go. He went to third right away. That lead out.
That'll go 2-5 on the putout. Huge out. Just as good as a strikeout right there. And well, better because he only took one pitch.
Yes. And Bryce needs to be more efficient in pitching.
Here's Dane Boatman takes a breaking ball in for a called strike one. Boatman, a strikeout victim, looking back in the second. He's 0-1. So all of a sudden, the momentum in this inning feels like it might be on Litchfield's side after that out. Now, Hires nearly threw it away into center field on the pickoff attempt at second. But just slowed it down enough, and with Weiser diving back into the bag, he didn't have an opportunity to locate that ball in advance. Not that it was far enough away anyway. Nothing and one on Dane Boatman. 2 on, 1 out. Hires trying to keep that runner close out at second. The one strike fastball rides high. 1-1. Beautiful day for baseball. The sun is out, 80 degrees at game time. 15-mile-an-hour wind blowing out towards right field. The 1-1 offering from Hires to Boatman. Headed home. Hit on the ground right side. The second baseman, Bauer, goes the second out. And a wide turn for Weiser at third. He goes back to the bag. So a big out there. First and third, 2 out now.
About a 3-hopper. No chance for a double play. So, again, the Panthers get the do the right play by going to the lead out they can get.
Yeah, they got the out at third for the first out, got the out at second for the second out, and now it is Connor Strutner with 2 outs and runners at the corner. Connor 0-1 today, bounced out to second, takes a fastball for a called strike one. Boy, this would be a major extrication here if Bryce Hires can get himself out of this pickle. Now Zadahoff out in front of the plate, flashing signs for the defense.
And for the Cavies, a big play if they can get a big hit here with 2 outs.
Connor Strutner, the 7-hole hitter, down a strike. Boatman, a walking lead. They've got him picked off, hung up between first and second. Now Hires holding the ball at the mound. Now he's going to run towards third. They'll check on Weiser. Boatman still kind of just dancing, and he will. Boatman just standing now about 20 feet from second. Weiser's back on the bag at third as Litchfield kind of playing some cat and mouse over there. At third base, Boatman continues to stand between first and second. Now Hires on the back pedal, gets back on the mound, staring at third base. He don't care a lick about Boatman over there. Boatman literally standing between first and second, Carl. It's like he's playing second base. I've never seen that exact scenario. He's got a 75-foot lead off first base right now. That is funny. He's still between first and second. That ball chopped to the second baseman, Bauer to his left, throws on to first for the out, and Bryce Hires gets out of a first and second nobody out situation, holds the Cavaliers scoreless. We've completed three here in this regional quarterfinal. Carlinville leads Litchfield 3-1. We go top four, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, 4 left for Carlinville. For Litchfield, 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error, and nobody left on base today for the Purple Panthers. Well, Ryan Hart goes back to work with a 3-run lead. Carl, he has struck out the last 5 Purple Panthers he's faced and 7 of the last 8.
And done it efficiently. 38 pitches through three innings.
The only ball to leave the infield was a little pop fly that barely made the outfield grass. That was after Litchfield scored a run in the first inning on a swinging bunt and a sacrifice bunt with an error mixed in. Good job by Bryce Hires, Carl, in that last inning to get out of that mess with nothing crossing. And he didn't fall for the trickeration that Cromwell was trying to drop on him with Dane Boatman hanging out between first and second base. That pitch fouled back to the screen by Gasperson. He was ready to hit. It was weird. As Hires was on the mound to throw that last pitch, Boatman was literally, like, at defensive second position. More than halfway to second base, but they did not care. There's a breaking ball swung on and missed by Gasperson. Drake almost could have swung at that thing twice.
Hart's fooled him with that breaking ball several times.
Another one, swing and a miss. Might have been foul tipped right into the mitt of Weiser. And Gasperson is down on strikes.
Six in a row?
Six in a row.
Eight total.
That'll bring in Jacob Budd. He was a strikeout victim back in the first looking.
Can't get more efficient than three pitches and a strikeout.
Breaking ball in for a called strike one. I think he had another strikeout today on three pitches as well.
Yeah. His number for strikeouts, eight strikeouts, is very reasonable.
Another breaking ball popped up on the infield. Who wants it? The first baseman reels right behind the bag, gloves it for the out.
He virtually did not have to leave his position whatsoever just behind first base.
Just had to wait for the ball to come down. So a mile-high pop-up, another quick out for Ryan Hart. That'll bring in Carson Sadahoff. He'll bat with the bases clear, two outs. Carson struck out back in the first inning.
Yeah, that high pop-up did break the strikeout in a row record for him, but he'll take it.
In the dirt, ball one. And that's one thing Hart has been doing pretty consistently here, Carl, is working ahead of the hitters. Hasn't been behind in the count very often today. He is now one ball, no strikes. Swing and a miss. If Sadahoff can reach, Brock Bishop will bat here in the top half of the fourth inning. Been an entertaining ball game.
A little of everything with the base running and the bunting.
That's popped up. Foul territory. Will a stay and play reels over near the fence, and he makes the catch in foul territory. A strikeout and two pop-ups in the inning. Another quick inning of work for Ryan Hart as we go bottom four in this regional quarterfinal. Carthenville leading Litchfield 3-1. We go bottom four here at Carthenville. The Cavaliers leading Litchfield 3-1. Litchfield scored in the top of the first inning. Carthenville came back with three in the bottom half of the second inning as we have seen Bryce Hires work out of a jam that last half inning, Carl. Carthenville was threatening with two on and nobody out, looking to blow the game open a little bit, and Bryce Hires got out of it with nothing crossing.
Did a good job last inning to get out, like you say, that jam, and he just needs to get in a groove where he has some efficient innings. 69 total pitches, Tim, in just three innings, and at that pace, you're lucky if you get through the fifth.
And with the way that Ryan Hart has really settled into this ball game,
he's been very efficient.
If you're Litchfield, you don't really feel like you can give up much more than the three.
And, yeah, you got to remember the wind. All you need is a long one out here today.
Bloop and a blast, you say?
Yeah, well, or a walk. A bloop or a blast will work, too.
Here's Zach Reel, single and an RBI back in the second. A fastball upstairs. His RBI base hit was a little blooper out into right field that scored the tying run.
But do the Cavies get some in on and smell the blood then? All possibilities.
Over but low, 2-0. They thought they were getting a whiff that last half inning, but.
Yeah, momentum might be in Litchfield. We'll see if they can pull it off on the defensive end here.
Swing and a miss as Rios went after a high fastball there, two balls and a strike. Right now, Carl, it feels to me like the momentum is the right arm of Ryan Hart.
It is. Litchfield probably was feeling pretty good going in the locker room, or the locker, we should say, I guess.
Dugout.
Dugout here, yes. Was getting out of the jam they were, but yes, Mr. Hart took care of that quickly and efficiently.
Three balls and a strike here. Fouled out of play. 3-2. No, I think you're exactly right, Carl. Litchfield probably felt they sprinted off the field feeling good, but then you have such a quick 1-2-3, and all of a sudden you're right back on defense.
Yeah, you're right back on defense. And Bryce might have. Could have used a little longer rest, obviously.
Three balls, two strikes on Reels. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Below the zone there, Reels went fishing. He's down on strikes.
We only have Bryce for three in this game. I think that's right, but he also has three walks.
So that'll bring in Colton Costello. He walked back in the second inning. Four hits on the day for Carletonville, just one for Litchfield. Squaring and taking strike one is Costello. We saw him squaring in his first at-bat, but never got thrown a strike. Was issued a four-pitch walk.
Almost got hit, too, on the four, on ball four.
The junior left fielder, Colton Costello, takes a fastball inside corner, called strike two.
Last thing you want to do is get hit when it's going to be ball four anyway.
Well, there's no point in that, yeah, no.
I know. You're going to get hit. You want to be on the first pitch.
That ball hit sharply past the second baseman, Bauer, and a one-out base hit for Colton Costello.
Bauer got a piece of it, Tim, but he wasn't going to be able to field it cleanly. And even if he does, it's going to be a heck of a play because he'd be behind, way behind second base.
They had Costello shaded a little bit towards first base, and that ball was hit more towards the second base side of that second base bag. So that'll bring in Tiemann. He had that big two-run base hit back in that three-run third. Gave Carletonville the lead. It was a solid base hit to right field. Got past Gasperson, which allowed the second run to score, and Tiemann wind up at third. Costello takes the lead over at first. Tiemann takes the strike right down central. Nothing in one.
Haven't seen that much straight base running, have we? Just trying for that steal, getting scoring position.
Good catchers today, Sadahoff and Weiser. Hires trying to keep the score right here, 3-1. We play in the bottom of the fourth inning. Winner gets Gillespie at Gillespie on Wednesday in the regional semis. Upstairs, one ball, one strike on Tiemann. He's 1 out of 2 today, struck out in the first, and then that base hit that scored 2 runs in the second. He hits that ball hard up the middle for a base hit. Costello around second. He'll make the turn and head to third as the ball's cut off by the center fielder, DeBrinnick. Runners at the corners, 1 out for the Cavvies here in the bottom half of the fourth. Second base hit of the day for Liam Tiemann.
And that was pitch number 80 for Bryce Hires. And got to figure in high school, starting to wear and tear a little by 80.
Third time through the lineup as yep. well here. As DeBerzy steps in, he's 0-for-2 today. He's flied to left and grounded out to first. You'll have hitting room on that right side with Brock Bishop, the first baseman, holding over there.
Let's see if the Cavvies try that take second or just somewhat take second and just stand there.
Tiemann takes his lead. He's running, and he'll have the steal without a throw. Saw the speed of Tiemann right there. He was burning.
Putting two Cavvies in scoring position.
DeBerzy drove in 17 on the year, 377 batter.
Left-handed hitter has the wind if he can pull it.
He pops it foul, left side out of play.
That'll be easy one to find a nice worked-up dirt field.
Dirt's working good today. Well, it's been a rough year for ball field maintenance as well. Forget about the farm fields. These coaches have had to deal with these fields, getting them ready for play. In the dirt, blocked nicely by Sadahoff there. Saved a run. That might have caught him off his collarbone.
Yeah, that didn't sound like it came off a pad, really.
It's amazing, Carl, with the catcher. I say 98% of the body could be covered, and the ball's going to find the 2% that's not. So the home plate umpire out to Hires to give Sadahoff a little bit more time here. That did not feel good.
One thing, umpires and catchers work together on that.
They're in the same boat.
They're in the same boat. Protect each other. Give each other a little break if need be.
Tough, tough business being the catcher. So Sadahoff says he's ready to go. He'll flash the signs. 2-on-1 out. A 2-run Cavvy lead inside. That one gets past Sadahoff to the screen. Hires is covering. But sliding in safely is Costello. Up to third is Tiemann. That fastball was just low and in the left-handed batter's box, and Sadahoff couldn't get a glove on it.
Not a whole lot of room back here, so the ball would have popped back to him a little bit. He might have had a play, but it just pretty much died right at the back of the fence.
The one pitch after Carson was smarting.
Right.
Gets past him. That ball slashed foul down the left field line right into the Litchfield bullpen. Two balls, two strikes on Aiden DeBerzy. It's now 4-1 Carthenville. We play regional quarterfinal baseball in the bottom of the fourth inning. Aiden holds those hands high from the left side and leaves it upstairs and takes the walk. So again, runners at the corners for Carthenville, and Henry Kufa will come to the plate. And he has seen higher as well today, Carl. He's 2-for-2, laced a double into the left center field gap his first time up, and then a base hit in the third inning.
Hires looking to wear down a little here. 85 pitches already, Tim. And he's got to start to get to you.
And outside of that first inning, he's had to work hard.
Yep. The second inning was the key one, the 32-pitch inning. Kind of put him behind the eight ball after that.
So Kufa 2-for-2 today. Hit 397 on the year, drove in 20. DeBerzy off with the pitch. They will throw down. Now it's cut off. Play coming home, but safe. Litchfield had the play on as Bud cut in front of the second base bag, but a good jump from Tiemann scores the run.
Throw just a little toward the third base side, Tim, or might have had that bang-bang play.
Yeah, the play was there, but the throw had to be perfect.
Yeah, the throw really had to be perfect to get him there, though.
Good speed from Tiemann.
Cavies do a good job of executing it, as Litchfield actually did a good job of playing it.
They did.
Play, but just couldn't get him.
Oh, that was well done on both sides there. Kufa has his third base hit of the day. That is played on a hop by Hartzell. Here comes DeBerzy around third. No play, and it's 6-1. Now Hires is down. Oh, no, Bryce Hires covering, backing up home plate, Carl, and he might have twisted an ankle. Boy, he's down. He is limping badly on his left ankle. I don't know if he got caught on the lip of the grass with the dirt right there. But he went right down, and he is in a lot of pain. He's over in front of the Litchfield dugout. It's something with his left ankle. Oh, boy. He was going to back up home. And there's a little bit of a lip there between the grass and the dirt, Carl, and he must have just hit it just wrong. So a base hit for Henry Kufa. Scores a run, makes it 6-1 as Bryce Hires in all sorts of pain. And we're going to take a break. We will come back to Carthenville. The Cavies are leading 6-1, but right now the concern is for Bryce Hires as he tends with his left ankle. We'll come back to Carthenville following these messages on WSMI. So Bryce Hires is out of this ball game as he rolled his left ankle, covering or backing up home on that base hit from Henry Kufa. So Jacob Budd is the new Litchfield hurler. Looks like Tate DeBrinick has moved to shortstop. Kelvin Dooley is the new right fielder. And I think Gasperson maybe went to center, Carl. At least that's what it's going to be for us right now. DeBrinick from center to short. Gasperson from right to center. Dooley from the bench to right. And Bud from shortstop to the mound. He deals with Carson Weiser. First pitch in the dirt. Ball one. Check on the runner. He got a big secondary lead there, but Kufa was able to get back in safely. Henry Kufa's had himself a big day. Three hits, a double, and an RBI.
Good backup,
6-1 Cavies, bottom of the fourth. Three-run fourth, looking for more after a three-run second gave him the lead. The 1-0 pitch, inside, 2-0. Carson Weiser today, 0-1. He is grounded out to third and walked. Or grounded out to first, excuse me, and walked. Where's that shin guard on his front leg? Hitting from the right side. Kufa running. Sadahoff's throw. Good.
Ooh,
throw
wow.
Right on the bag, but they call Kufa safe. Woo! Boy, the shortstop to Brink didn't even have to move his glove, Carl. It was right on the sack.
On the sack right in front of the runner, but still didn't get him. But you can't get any better throw than that, can you?
Perfect. Unfortunately for Litchfield, Kufa safe there. So he's at second base, still only one out, three runs home in the inning, a 6-1 Carthenville lead. Jacob Budd's offering right there, fastball called strike.
And his mom can be very proud of it. He got both his front uniforms totally messed up.
The nice white uniform, more of a light brown for Henry Kufa
all
right
the way
now.
Up, yep.
With those uniforms are super white here.
And they blind you almost.
Until that they ball get dirt hit. On the ground to second.
Off him.
Off of Bauer. Does he have time to first? No. Kufa coming home. Play at the plate. Safe. Now down to second. Weiser. He is safe.
Cavi's running wild, and play is just not working out for the Panthers right here, Tim, because, boy, they almost get the guy at second. Then on this play, they could have had the guy at home, but it skipped to the catcher, and he couldn't field it cleanly.
Bud almost fielded that ball on the comebacker, got past him, and then Bauer, it took a late hop on him, bounced up off his chest. The throw to first not in time, and Kufa never broke stride around third. He scored, and then Weiser able to take second.
Hall started with one error and a lot of throws after that.
Here's Ryan Hart, first ball swinging, pops it, foul, the third baseman. Oh, it gets over his head, foul is Tug Schwab. Just misjudged that. Got over his head at the last moment he was reaching.
But a play Panthers probably have to make, you know. That's been kind of their Achilles heel in the year.
You know, sometimes when things start to snowball, it gets going
and it
downhill.
Does. Yeah, it does. Seems like everything goes wrong then. And
so the one strike pitch here on Ryan Hart from Jacob Budd. Breaking ball. Nice one in for a called strike two. Budd in relief here of Bryce Hires. Bryce was injured, twisted his ankle backing up home earlier in this frame. He was in a lot of pain real fast. The two strike offering from Budd. To Hart. Breaking ball in the dirt. Grounded to third. Schwab has it over to first for the out. Weiser moves up to third on the play. Good base running there from Carson Weiser. So the out goes 5-3. Two out in the inning. And that'll bring in Dane Boatman. He will be the eighth hitter here in the Cavi fourth. And that was nice base running by Weiser there, Carlos. He just
Make
waited.
Sure you get there.
Yep. Wait, yeah, he better get there, but he did. He waited for Schwab to throw it across the diamond, and he was ready to go. Of course, we know his speed from the fall football season, Carl. There's a called strike to Dane Boatman.
Speed's played a role in this game, added to Cavaliers' runs.
Nothing in one on Dane Boatman. Dane 0-2 today, a strikeout reaching a fielder's choice. That breaking ball bounces in front, knocked down nicely by Sadahoff there.
I won't swear to it, but that last ground ball, the third, was looked like it was in the dirt when he hit it, and he kind of just gulfed it out of there.
Carl, you look at that plate. I can't even see the plate. The plate is brown around the dirt. Upstairs, 2-1. Can you see it? I'm serious.
Yeah, no. Not from the view, a little bit. Can tell where it is, but that's about it.
That's about it. There's like a vague outline of where the plate should be, where you think it is. But like when we look here, we see no white plate. Looks like all dirt. Called strike two. Two balls, two strikes. But obviously the pitcher, catcher, and home plate umpire can see it, and I guess that's all that matters. We've had a good strike zone here today. Two balls, two strikes. One on, two out. That ball lifted shallow center field. This could be trouble, and it bounces in front of Gasperson, a RBI base hit. For Dane Boatman, he just stuck the bat out and hit it where the defense wasn't.
And sometimes it's better just to hit it where there ain't, and that's what he just did. A little pop-up, but perfect location.
A big, big inning here for Carthenville. I've got it for 5 runs in the inning, an 8-1 lead. That's Connor Strutner. Into the play now. That pitch to the backstop. Pass Sadahoff. Boatman up to second. It's been a rough inning here for Litchfield. 5 runs across. Bryce Heyer sprained his ankle. Had to be lifted from the ball game. Carnival just keeps coming. Three
He's
hits and an error in the inning. Got a walking lead. And down to third goes Boatman. Bud never checked him. Never stepped off. And Boatman basically just walked into third without a play before the pitch was ever delivered, which was a ball to Connor Strutner. He's 0-2 today, has bounced the second twice. Takes that upstairs, 2-0. Ninth hitter here in the fourth inning for Carthenville. Zach Reel started this inning, Carl, with a strikeout.
Hard to believe. A long time ago.
Inside, 3-0.
Ball four, apparently.
Oh, ball four.
So the first walk by Bud, but the fifth by the Litchfield Panthers here.
So runners at the corners again. I think it's the third time Cronville's had runners at first and third here in the inning. And, boy, you talk about a pressure at bat for Zach Reels here, Carl. You don't want to make two outs in the same inning.
Yeah.
Reels had an RBI base hit in the second, struck out to lead off this fourth inning. What followed? A base hit from Costello, a base hit from Tiemann, a walk to Taberzi, RBI base hit from Kufa. An error allowed Carson Weiser to reach. Ryan Hart then bounced out to third, then Dane Boatman with an RBI base hit. And then Connor Strutner just drew that walk, and now Reels takes a called strike one. 10th batter in the inning. They've played at five. They lead 8-1. Reels chops that right side. Is it going to get through? Yes, it finds a hole past the second baseman, Bauer. In to score is Boatman. Over to third goes Strutner. RBI base hit for Zach Reels. So, Carl, he indeed does not make two outs in the same inning.
Picks up an RBI, gets a hit.
I guarantee you that.
Part of the big rally.
That fact was not lost upon him either as he was walking to the plate. So he's got two base hits, two RBI today. And here's Colton Costello. He started this whole thing for Carthenville. He got a base hit with one out a long time ago. It's 9-1 Carthenville now. 11th batter of the inning. There's two out. As Costello, one for one today. He's been on base twice with a walk and a base hit. Takes that breaking ball in for a called strike one. Beautiful day for baseball here at Carlinville, though perhaps hasn't been quite as beautiful this inning from the Litchfield perspective. The one strike offering. Upstairs, one and one.
Yes, once you have that one error, it just seems to open the floodgates.
It's hard enough to get three outs in an inning. Start getting more than that,
and you're in a lot of trouble. And they had some opportunities just on base running to get outs, but just could not get them.
Two on, two out. Outside, two and one. Well, if Costello could reach, Tiemann will hit again here in the fourth.
Albert was probably feeling the same way. Why the guy started hitting home runs? It was more fun when he's just grounding the ball.
Thought he was going to get out of it with nothing.
Nothing. He almost had a double play, but that didn't go.
One ball, one strike. Check that. Three balls, one strike now. That's a 2-1 offering missed outside.
First guy that got a hit asked for the ball and got it.
That was Longoria.
Yeah, he wanted the ball.
Hey, why not?
I got the first hit off him.
Well, that'll definitely be a footnote on Albert's Hall of Fame career, that's for sure. Three balls, one strike. Called strike two.
Pitch.
Fastball top of the zone there.
But yeah, I'd say Jacob Bud's actually pitched pretty well here, Tim. And even the hits haven't really exactly been killers by no means. Just seeing high ground balls and fly balls.
Three balls, two strikes. Two on, two out. Bud's offering headed home. Swinging a miss. He struck out Colton Costello in the inning. Is over, but not before Carlinville sends 11 to the plate. They score six times. We've completed four innings, and Carlinville leads Litchfield 9-1. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this regional quarterfinal action. A six-run fourth inning has opened this game up in Carlinville's favor. They lead 9-1, and Carl, Ryan Hart was rolling, but it'll be interesting to see how he responds now. He was down for a long time.
True enough, as he was very efficient, threw 45 pitches through four innings, struck out eight, walked nobody. So he has really had his game going.
And if you're going to have that long layoff, you like it when it
ends
in six runs.
It's a lot of runs at least.
Brock Bishop, Tug Schwab, Drew Hartzell, 5, 6, and 7 for Litchfield is that first offering. Fastball stays inside, straightens up Bishop, 1-0. Brock 0 for 1 today, flied out to right, his first plate appearance back in the second. Fouled straight back to the screen, 1-1.
Yeah, Ryan's just kept away from high counts. And, boy, you strike out eight batters, you figure he's going to throw a lot more pitches than he has. 45 in four innings is good any time, let alone when he struck out eight batters.
The 1-1 popped up. He's had a lot of those, Carl. Oh,
that's
high
about
pop
the fourth
flies
one.
On the infield. Who wants it? The third baseman, DeBerzy, makes the call and the catch down below his hip.
Yep. Still, one of the toughest plays there is, especially if it's for the catcher who has that catching mitt, is that high pop-up. Plus, a little wind doesn't help either.
DeBerzy kind of shaking his head as he goes back to third.
Why'd I call for that? The shortstop should have had it.
First Uh-oh. Ball swinging, popped up again. This one to the shortstop, Kufa, and he has it for out number two. So two quick outs here in the fifth. And Corey talked about the pitch count low. But anyway, he's had a number of strikeouts on three pitches.
Yes.
And then had a number of first pitch outs.
First pitch pop-ups, about five in this game. One to the outfield, but it was still a pop-up. But I mean, we had four here on just on infield and in foul territory.
When I see those types of pop-ups, Carl, that tells me late movement.
Late movement, not squaring it away. And
first ball swinging popped up. Is there a play for the catcher? Wiser over to the screen and off the roof of the Caffey dugout down the first baseline.
Yeah, all the Panther batters. And, you know, it's not just like one guy's getting this happen to him. It's an entire lineup's getting pop-ups and swings and misses. So late movement by Ryan Hart on his pitches. And he has been one tough amigo today.
Well, he's a swinging bunt and a sacrifice bunt gone terribly awry from having a shutout here.
That's right. The swinging bunt, of course, was accidental, but it worked well for Litchfield.
Breaking ball called strike two. Man, that has been a nasty pitch for Ryan Hart all day long. Nothing to two. Top five, 9-1 Carthenville. In the dirt. Good take there from Hartzell. 1-2. Yeah, usually when a high school pitcher has been as dominant as Hart has today, Carl, there's a zero on the other side of the scoreboard. But Litchfield did scratch that run across.
Good base running by them. Help that out.
Breaking ball. Ooh, boy. Henry Cooper was two steps towards the dugout before that was called ball two. Ryan Hart winds and fires in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes. It was nothing and two. It's now 3-2 on Drew Hartzell. If Drew can reach, Ryan Bauer will bat here in the Litchfield fifth. Until Drew got his spikes behind the right leg of his pant leg on a slide. He's got a big hole there and takes a walk. He was down 0-2 and works a two-out walk.
And that will be the first walk by Mr. Hart today.
First time today the sun has snuck behind the clouds, Carl.
You really see the scoreboard when it's out. It's really bright then.
Yeah, before that last pitch to Hartzell, the sun disappeared and it's a different look to the ball field right now. So here's Ryan Bauer, his second plate appearance. The ninth place hitter, Tate DeBrinnick, waiting on deck for his second plate appearance. First ball swinging, lifted into left center field, but right there to make the catch on the run is Colton Costello. So one pitch, and Bauer is retired. Two pop-ups on the infield, a lazy fly ball to left field, and we go bottom five here in this regional quarterfinal. Carthenville leading Litchfield 9-1. As we go bottom five here at Carthenville, the Cavs leading Litchfield 9-1. Hillsborough down in Breeze today taking on Modern Day, and the Modern Day Knights leading Hillsborough 9-2. After three innings. This Gillespie Regional, New Berlin, the only non-South Central team in the regional, as Gillespie will get the winner of this game on Wednesday, and it'll be Southwestern and New Berlin in the second Gillespie semifinal on Thursday. Told you Hillsborough's down in Breeze. Vandalia and Greenville playing each other in Greenville today. That's part of the Vandalia Regional. Staunton is at Roxana today, part of the Alton-Marquette Regional. And then Pena hosting Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond in their regional quarterfinal today. If they can win that game, the Pena Panthers, they're off to the North MAC regional semifinals. That's good incentive, Carl. Win today, play on the turf.
Oh, yeah.
Spencer went in for Drake.
So we've got a new Litchfield hurler here. That is Tate DeBrinnick on the mound for Litchfield as Jacob Budd is back to shortstop for the Purple Panthers.
All righty.
That will have the top of the Carlinville lineup here to begin the home half of the fifth inning. Liam Thiemann, Aiden DeBerzy, and Henry Kufa. Carlinville sent 11 to the plate in that fourth inning. And the first offering from Dobrynek a little bit low for ball one. Tiemann today has two base hits to go with the strikeout. So he takes that over but low for ball two. 9-1, Carlin Vilker, also two runs here, and that's ball game.
That's right. Be the 10-run rule.
And when you get to postseason play, Carl, any inning and any pitches you can save, you want to do it. Popped up. Who wants it? The center fielder. A long run into right center field, and he can't get there. Just kept tailing away from Gasperson out there, I think, and Tiemann into second. That'll be a double.
The ball gets pushed a little bit away from him.
Been one of those days, Carl. That's the beautiful thing about baseball, but at the same time, the frustrating thing about baseball. It looked like Gasperson had a beat on that, just kept tailing away. So now all of a sudden the winning run in the batter's box in the form of Aiden Taberzi. He's 0-for-2 today with a walk and a run scored in the dirt. Tiemann was halfway to third, now he goes back to second. Good decision there. Ball one to Aiden Taberzi.
Been a busy boy today too, hasn't he? Batting-wise. The lefty batter.
Dobrynek checks the runner at second. As the base umpire swatting some bugs away from his face in the dirt, 2-0. I looked out there like, what is the motion the umpire's making? Oh, the old gnat in front of the face motion. I know that motion.
Yeah. He's not sending signals.
He's not. Trying not to get bit. 2-0 on Taberzi. Dobrynek's offering in for a called strike one. Salem softball action tomorrow. Gillespie will take on the winner of Flora in Lawrenceville. Live coverage about 4:20 tomorrow here on FM 106.1, online at WSMIRadio.com. No Cardinal baseball tonight. Rained out in New York. Called strike outside corner. It was 2-0. It's now 2-2. Cards and Mets will play a doubleheader tomorrow. Pre-game coverage underway at 1:15 tomorrow on AM 1540, 106.9 and 92.9 FM. 9-1 Carlinville here, bottom five. Team and the runner out at second. That ball lifted left center field. That is trouble and down. That will plug the gap. Tiemann will score easily. Taberzi on his horse. He will cruise into second with an RBI double. And just like that, the winning run for the Cavies at second base in the form of Aiden Taberzi. That was a beautiful piece of hitting there.
Beautiful piece of hitting. He never used the field. I told him to, though. Go pull it. That thing's out of here.
I love watching that lefty stroke into the left center field
left
gap,
center
though.
Field, and he got a good shot at it. Took it about, 340 feet away and one hop to the wall, basically.
Well, here's Henry Kufa. I guess the fitting man to be up, Carl. He's 3-for-3 today. A double, two singles, RBI, run scored. And he has a chance to end it right now.
Yep, winning run at second base for the Cavaliers.
Swing and a miss.
He tried to end it with a homer, though.
He did. Couldn't
He's
catch the high
greedy.
Fastball.
He's being greedy. Only need one here. Yeah. He definitely had the home run cut.
Kufa waves the bat across the plate from the right-handed box. Dobrynek has his sign. Comes set. Checks the runner. The 0-1 breaking ball upstairs. 1-1. A winning run out at second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Carlinville leading Litchfield 10-1. Gillespie gets the winner Wednesday. Game we'll have live here on FM 106.1. If it's not raining. Outside, 2-1.
Wednesday, a much better chance of rain, obviously. But, yeah, once we get humid again, we don't have humidity hardly at all today. It just feels
beautiful.
Great. Once you get that again, the pop-up storm about anywhere is possible.
3-0 on Kufa. He's swinging on 3-0 and lifts it down the left field line. Pretty close to home run distance, but foul. 3-2.
Yeah, remember he had the home run cut.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about that.
Just wasn't on the scoreboard.
Forgot about the home run cut. Three balls, two strikes. On Kufa. Winning run. Out at second. Dobrynek comes set. The 3-2. Headed home. Breaking ball. Popped up on the infield. Who wants it? The first baseman making the call and the catch. For Litchfield, Brock Bishop. They finally got Kufa out, Carl. It just
Did
came
indeed.
With already 10 runs home. So here comes Carson Weiser. Carson has grounded out to first, walked, reached on an error, and scored a run. That error was back in that six-run fourth inning that saw 11 Cavvies come to the plate. Breaking ball inside. 1-0 to Weiser. Ryan Hart waiting on deck. Very few times, Carl, does the on-deck batter hope he doesn't bat, but Ryan Hart wouldn't care at all if he didn't hit here.
Save his arm a little bit for potential future game.
Weiser rips it. The third baseman has it. Schwab, nice play. Across the throw is low, though. Gets away from Bishop down the right field line. Taberzi had to hold at third, and he will stop there. Runners at second and third on the air.
Big air. E5. Yeah, the runner would have been, staying at second, Tim.
And the out would have been recorded.
Now, he might have tried to come over after the throw, but it didn't look like he even hardly got to third, even after the ball got away.
So here's Ryan Hart, and Connor White says we're going to put him on. So the intentional walk, remember, they don't have to throw the pitches. So Ryan Hart right down to first. The base is loaded, and now an out at any base for Litchfield. They'll bring the infield in. But the batting average now for Dane Boatman at 250 goes up, 100 points with the infield in?
Infield in.
Dane already has a hit today.
At least 50 to something like that.
RBI base hit last time for Dane Boatman. He's 1-for-3 today. Chance to win the ball game for the Cavvies. DeBrinnick will work from the wind. Breaking ball. Called strike one. 10-1 Carlinville. Looking for the 10-run, 5-inning victory. DeBrinnick, the winning run over at third. He's there with one out. The bases are loaded. Offering to Boatman. Over but low, 1-1. Boatman, the designated hitter today. The junior. Digs into that right-handed box. DeBrinnick winds and fires. Hit on the ground to second. Bauer bobbles it, and there's no play. He'll go to first out. Doesn't matter, as DeBrinnick will score, and that's the ball game. So it couldn't be fielded cleanly by Bauer with the infield in. And Carlinville is going to win it 11-1 in 5 innings as they advance to the regional semifinal in Gillespie Wednesday night, where they will take on the host Miners. We'll have it for you live here on WSMI-FM 106.1. Carlinville wins it 11-1 over Litchfield. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it following these messages on WSMI. It'll be Carlinville and Gillespie in the regional semifinal on Wednesday at 4:30. A game we'll have live here on WSMI-FM 106.1. For Carlinville today, 11 runs on 11 hits, committed one error. Litchfield, one run, one hit, committed two errors. For Carlinville, they left six on base today. Litchfield left just one base runner on. And, Carl, what that tells you is Ryan Hart was very stingy.
How good was Ryan Hart? Well, he only threw 67 pitches through five full innings and still struck out 8 batters and walked just the one.
The one hit that Mr. Hart gave up came on the first batter of the game, Bryce Hires, a swinging bunt up the third baseline. He was able to leg it out, so he's on first. The next batter, Drake Gasperson, lays down a very good sacrifice bunt. They get the out on Gasperson at first. No one was covering the third base bag, so Hires just never broke stride, went from second to third. Carlinville threw it away at third. Hires came around to score, and little did we know at that point in time, Carl, but that would be just one of two base runners on the day for the Purple Panthers.
Yeah, and the last one just came the inning before, and if you recall, it was on, had maybe a pitch before that might have struck him out as the infield was leaving the field. But, yeah, very impressive by Ryan Hart, and that'll just help him down the road as far as, well, A, confidence how well he pitched, but B, not having to throw a lot of pitches either.
Between the end of the second and the first batter of the fourth, he struck out 6 consecutive batters here today. So Ryan Hart, fantastic. You look at the Carlinville offense, leadoff man Liam Thiemann, 3-for-4, a double, 2 runs scored. Aiden DeBerzi, 1-for-3, a double, an RBI, 2 runs scored. Henry Kufa, 3-for-4 today, a double, and an RBI. And then Zach reels down on that 8-hole, goes 2-for-3, drives in 2. Of course, he drove in the first run that tied the game at 1. Carlinville got 3 in the second, and then that big 6-run fourth inning. So with the loss, Litchfield season comes to an end at 3-19. With the win, Carlinville still alive. They improved to 11-7 on the year. And, Carl, they will take on Gillespie on Wednesday. And the thing we know about the South Central Conference this year is it is very even.
Very even, and quite a few good teams involved in that conference. Plus, these two teams, I'm guaranteeing, probably got to see each other both times. So they've already seen each other twice.
So we'll have that game for you on Wednesday, Gillespie and Carthenville from Gillespie, live Wednesday here on FM 106.1. Coming up tomorrow night, the Salem softball regional semifinal. That'll have the Gillespie Miners involved. Live coverage at 4:20 tomorrow on FM 106.1. You can always find our broadcast schedule at WSMIRadio.com. And remember, no Cardinal baseball tonight. They've been rained out in New York. They will play two tomorrow, as coverage will get underway tomorrow for Cardinal baseball at 1:15 on WSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9, and 92.9. So, Carl, final thoughts here on the Carthenville 11-1 victory.
Great play by the Cavaliers. Like you say, they actually, of course, the errors what allows that first run for the Panthers to score, but that does not affect Ryan Hart whatsoever throughout the rest of the game or the rest of the team. They played a very solid, made the pop-up catches. That's really what they had to do, watch him strike out people and catch the pop-ups. That's all they had to do in this game.
It was just a beautiful day for baseball.
And that too.
Carthenville gets the win 11-1. Thanks to all of our wonderful baseball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. So the businesses you hear throughout the year in our broadcast, please go out and patronize them, because without our sponsors, we do not bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios for producing this action here. Your final one more time, Carthenville beats Litchfield in this regional quarterfinal 11-1. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Eyes. We say so long from Carthenville.